The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Metaxas Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not going to say that Eric Metaxas is a penny pincher, but truth be told,
he made me buy my own microphone.
And I'm not even broadcasting from a studio.
I'm sitting inside a refrigerator box in my garage.
Whoops, better hurry up. The wife is backing in the car. Here's Mr. Moneybags himself,
Eric Metaxas.
Yeah, okay.
Wow, you know, I had no idea that Todd was working under such difficult conditions.
I didn't either.
You know, the only problem is I don't care. Okay, so here's the thing.
Yes.
Today's Monday, April 23rd.
Uh-huh.
Now, look, Albin, we got a lot going on here.
I know.
By the way, today I'm talking to Skip and Lenya Heitzig of Albuquerque, New Mexico. Mm. I think it's pronounced Albuquerque.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, that's how my dad pronounces it. Albuquerque.
That's good.
It's Albuquerque, Dad, but he's like, you got the message.
Okay.
Albuquerque, New Mexico, they've got this great church there, and I'm going to be talking to them in a couple of minutes about Skip's new book, although I feel like he must write everything with Lenya because she's like a Bible expert also. They've been married like 50,000 years. They are one of those couples, like they met when they were kids practically.
Yeah.
Anyway, you'll hear from him. I also have to say, hey, speaking of Todd Wilkerson, his little sister that he teased mercilessly ever since I've known him, she's written a book.
Oh.
And she asked me to write the foreword to it because it's kind of about their family and David Wilkerson and the whole story
And
her dad. Her dad, Todd's dad, married Suzanne and me.
Oh.
And Todd was in our wedding, so,
so
it's kind
three
of like
you in
it's
this
like
thing.
I'm part of the family.
Yeah,
and so anyway, but I wrote the foreword to her book, and whenever the book comes out, it'll probably be this fall or something like that. I hope to have little Julie on the program, but she's not little anymore; she grew up. But anyway, the Wilkerson story is fascinating. If you've never read The Cross and the Switchblade, oh my gosh, folks, The Cross and the Switchblade, classic Christian book. It's short, it's amazing, and it'll make you understand why I am a big fan of Times Square Church and David Wilkerson. And speaking of which, also, I'm preaching at Times Square Church on March 6th. If you're in New York City on March 6th.
No, you mean May 6th.
You know, I always do that. May 6th.
Yes.
On May 6th, if you're in New York City or can get to New York City at 3 o'clock for the service at Times Square Church and you don't come, I will find out.
Ooh.
I will get my feelings hurt.
Mm.
And it's going to be ugly. Why do you want to put everybody through that? That drama stuff.
I know.
Just show up at the
service.
And
by the way, if you're in New York City in your time machine, it's March 6th.
Yeah, March 6th.
If you're in here.
No, it's May 6th.
It's
stop that.
No,
you're confusing me.
Okay.
It's I always do that with the letters, the alphabet, and months. I always say April when I mean August, and I say March when I mean May.
Okay.
I don't know what that is. Some doctor can
I'm here to straighten you out.
Thank you. So May 6th, 3 p.m. service, Times Square Church. Now, today, if you're in New York, 4 p.m., this is going to be tough because this program airs after this will have happened. But today, right after the show, we're going to go down to the TBN studios on 15th Street, and we are going to tape a show with Dennis Prager. It's like going to be TV, but when we get the audio, we're going to play it on this program. Dennis Prager has a new book out called The Rational Bible. I don't know what that means. I hope it's not like the Jefferson Bible where he just took out all the irrational parts.
Yeah, and that starts with where we're moving on up to the Jefferson Bible. No.
Oh, yeah. Right.
The side where the Bible is
read. Yeah, with Mr. Bentley.
Yeah.
And Florence,
Wheezy.
The and maid, Wheezy. And Wheezy. Yeah.
Yeah.
You think it's the – no, that's a different Jefferson Bible.
Ooh.
That's a Jefferson Bible. Okay, so I don't want to forget to mention this. I just checked a couple of minutes ago. I try to check as often as possible. Hillsdale College is they're still doing this. They're sending copies of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence to principals of public schools, high schools, middle schools, all across the country. It's like over 90,000 of them. I thought, you know, that they'd be done with this process by now. No, they're still Albin, they're still doing it. They're still putting them in the mail, the postage, or whatever, and sending them.
A lot of
schools. These principals at these public schools, they must have their minds blown, because in public schools, you're not allowed to read the Constitution or the Declaration of Independence.
What?
Those are because they mention God in them.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And so anything that mentions God in it, it's separation of church and state, you can't read it in school.
Oh, that's right.
And by the way, parentheses, I'm just kidding. Parentheses, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
But there are a lot of people who be like, really?
Really?
Things have gotten so bad. Well, they've almost gotten that bad, which is why Hillsdale is doing this. So if you want to find out about it, go to MetaxasForHillsdale.com, MetaxasForHillsdale.com. I love Hillsdale.
Yes.
They're so great. They do this stuff. They're awesome. Speaking of Christian colleges I love, I was at Ohio Christian University last week. I know I mentioned this, but Ohio Christian University is in Circlesville, Ohio. That's like a made-up name, right?
It sounds like it.
Circlesville,
Plasticville.
Ohio.
It's right next to Plasticville.
Circlesville. It's like out of a 1930s children's book about America. Circlesville, Ohio. And I basically, I participated in the inauguration of their new president, and they gave me an honorary doctorate. Nobody knows, like, that's such an honor for me. It was just incredible. I also meant in the previous segment to say that when I was traveling just the other day, I was on a plane with who sits next to me but Van Jones. A lot of people know who this is. He's a progressive liberal African-American. He's on CNN. He's the one that famously or infamously said that Trump's election was a white lash.
Wow.
Do you remember that?
I try to forget these things. Yeah. You know.
Right. I think it's one of the dumbest things ever said, but he is incredibly smart, incredibly smart. Yale Law School graduate, which is way smarter than just being a Yale graduate. I'm not kidding. And we had the most wonderful conversation. He is a Christian.
Hmm.
And so it was fascinating to me to have a conversation with him, because he, like me, is interested in civility. At least he says it just like I say it. We both say it. It doesn't mean that every second we're going to be perfectly civil, but we try. We believe it's a value.
Mm.
And so I'm going to have him on the show.
Great.
And we are going to respectfully have a conversation. And I'm looking forward to it. Maybe he'll have me on his show someday. He's got a new show on CNN. But I really thought that it was a valuable conversation. And I want to pass it along to the audience to say that, you know, here's somebody that if you just see him on TV, you kind of think, like, well, I don't really agree with him on a lot of stuff. But guess what? I had a wonderful conversation. We had a lot in common. He just shared some beautiful things with me, and it was just really,
he seems like a really decent guy, but then he starts talking with these, what I think are kind of wacky kind of ideas and incendiary ideas. And I'm like,
incendiary. No, incendiary ideas are good ideas.
Oh,
incendiary ideas.
Well, there's where I went off the
rail,
where I go wrong. But no, he seems like this great guy. Like you said, you meet him in person.
Well, that's
he's a great guy.
Maybe some people think that about me. They think, hey, he's a great guy, but he's
true.
An idiot.
Yeah. But when
I don't know.
But when they meet you in person,
but that's the beauty of trying to have some civility.
Exactly.
So I just wanted to say that I really I was impressed with him. He was kind, and
Good.
I just thought I need to say that. Okay, now also I want to mention we have a movie that's coming out soon called Like Arrows, and I did want to mention this because Dennis Rainey and the folks at Family Life are putting it on. A lot of people think it's the job of government to fix the culture, right? And this movie kind of makes the case that parents are supposed to be the ones engaged in their kids' life. So if you're interested in this kind of thing, which I'm sure you are, the movie's called Like Arrows. You can get tickets at likearrowsmovie.com, likearrowsmovie.com.
That's good.
And there's so much else to talk about. I think I mentioned that I'm invited to the National Day of Prayer at the White House.
Yes, that's important.
That's next week.
Yes.
And I'm actually really excited. I'll do the show from D.C. and I can let you know what happened. Oh, and also next week, oh my gosh, my hometown, Danbury, Connecticut. I am speaking at the Danbury Prayer Breakfast in the Amber Room. Yeah.
Ah.
In the Amber Room. That's Wednesday the 2nd. Of May. If you're in the Danbury area and you don't show up, I'll find out. My feelings will be hurt. I will come after you. I'll come after you publicly on the air. I'll call you out by name. Please just show up. Have a cup of coffee and listen politely. Danbury Prayer Breakfast. That's the 2nd of May. That's next Wednesday. It's early in the morning. So I'm going to be hanging out with my parents and all that good stuff. I think we're out of time. We're going to break, and we'll be right back with hour two of the Eric Metaxas Show.
What lightning.
Well, the G-Men, revenue is too. Searching for a place where he made his brew. They were looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept on cooking.
What lightning.
Has Jesus been misquoted, and can we really trust the Bible? Find out in Fragments of Truth, a new documentary presented by Faith Life Films and Fathom Events in movie theaters nationwide for one night, April 24th.
How good are the manuscripts on which the New Testament is based?
Where did we find them? Where are they housed today?
Discover groundbreaking new research on the most ancient manuscripts of the New Testament and learn from the experts who know them best, featuring Bible scholars Dr. Craig A. Evans and Dr. Dan Wallace, and narrated by John Rhys-Davies of The Lord of the Rings.
Some have said that the text has been deliberately changed. We're going to look at the actual text that survived from antiquity, and we're going to talk to the experts who know best.
During this month before the premiere, we'll have the Bible scholars on my show to talk about the movie and their thoughts about making this movie.
We want to get to the truth of it, to separate fact from fiction, sober scholarship from sensationalism.
Get your tickets today for the one night only April 24th national premiere at fragmentsoftruthmovie.com. That's fragmentsoftruthmovie.com.
Psalm 127, verse 4 says, like arrows in the hands of a warrior, so are the children of one's youth. Each day with our children is an opportunity to shape and sharpen those arrows before we release them into the world. So how can we know we're shaping and pointing them in the right direction? Join Family Life in select movie theaters across the country on May 1st and 3rd for the premiere of the movie Like Arrows, a faith-based film about parenting with purpose. Like Arrows is in theaters for two nights only, May 1st and 3rd, and it casts a powerful vision for parents, reminding us that nothing is more important than having God and His Word directing our lives and our families. To view the trailer or find theaters near you, visit likearrowsmovie.com. Again, that's likearrowsmovie.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards. The interest on the cards was really high. I was making the minimum payments, but barely. And it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
They did help me learn how to manage my money. Now, you know, we have a house, and we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Holly, and I am debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Freedom. One nation in all of human history was built on that bedrock. Ours. A republic of the people, by the people, and for the people. Self-government requires freedom, just as freedom requires an individual willingness to self-govern. Freedom has made America exceptional, but it can only last as long as you and I seek the good, as expressed by the laws of nature and nature's God. It can only last if you and I choose to act as people of character. Forging character has been the pursuit of Hillsdale College since 1844. Hillsdale College forges character and elevates civic discourse both on campus and nationwide. To find out how you can take their free online courses or receive a complimentary subscription to Imprimis, a monthly speech digest, visit hillsdalefreedom.com. That's hillsdalefreedom.com.
Well, I left Kentucky back in 49 and went to Detroit. squad working on assembly line. The first year they had me putting wheels on Cadillacs. Every day I'd watch them beauties roll by, and sometimes I'd hang my head and cry, 'cause I always wanted me one that was long and black. One day I devised myself a plan that should be the envy of most any man. I'd sneak it out of there in a lunchbox in my hand. Now getting caught meant getting fired, but I figured I'd have it all by the time I retired. I'd have me a car worth at least $100,000.
Gosh, hey there, folks.
I'd get it one piece of
that's
the
a little
time.
Johnny Cash from the 70s. Hope you don't mind. Today I have the privilege of continuing my conversation with one of my favorite pastors in the United States of America, Skip Heitzig from Calvary, Albuquerque, New Mexico, and his wife of 37 years, Lenya. Lenya, and Skip, welcome back.
Thank you.
Now, Lenya, you told me that, did you say you're related to Lotta Lenya?
I was named after Lottie Lenya. She married my Uncle George Davis, Algonquin. George Davis was a part of Ogden and Truman Capote and
Cheese Whiz.
You don't
expect a couple of hicks from Albuquerque to be talking about that stuff. That's because you're not a couple of hicks from Albuquerque.
Right.
Now, seriously, that's so cool. And you were named after her.
Yeah, after Lottie Lenya.
Lenya.
And you were talking about Bobby Darin because you said that was the best. And if so, you know Mac the Knife.
When
the shark bites.
Lottie Lenya.
Oh, Miss Lottie
That's
Lenya.
It. Yeah.
And Lucy Brown. Yeah, that was my aunt.
Are you related to Lucy Brown also?
No. I'm not either.
Let me just say the reason we're here. You're in New York. You are promoting your new book, The Bible from 30,000 Feet, Soaring Through the Scriptures in 1 Year from Genesis to Revelation. This is by you, Skip Heitzig. But you were just saying, I asked you before we went live here about what brings you to New York. And you said you're flying back to Albuquerque from Portugal, where you were with Franklin Graham.
Correct.
Tell us about that. That's just exciting.
So Franklin was, let's go back. Billy Graham was invited by the Portuguese, a delegation of hundreds of churches, to come and do a crusade back in the 70s. He agreed to do it. And they set the dates for the crusade, but a revolution broke out, so he had to be canceled. And they planned on doing it maybe sometime in the future, but they never did a crusade with Billy Graham in Portugal, ever.
Right, right.
They wanted one. So Franklin Graham was speaking in Barcelona, Spain.
Barcelona?
Barcelona, España.
Barcelona, Ceniceros.
A couple of years ago, and a delegation from Portugal came and said, "Would you come?" So Franklin came, and we went with him. And they had scheduled two nights in a bull ring, an indoor bull ring, a cool, classy building.
If you tell me the bulls got saved, I will not believe you.
They did not get
they
saved.
They did not come forward?
But
they
the bullfighting had begun the night before, so where the blood of bulls had been,
the blood of Christ
came.
Was preached.
Gosh.
It's so cool.
It was really great.
It really was.
Talk about an illustration.
Yeah.
All you need to do is go to a place where bulls have recently been killed, and there's Bob's your uncle. That is so crazy. That is so crazy. So you were in Portugal preaching the gospel with Franklin Graham. Now you, we were talking about Greg Laurie, and you are close friends, and Jack Graham of Prestonwood Baptist, and you're all cut-ups. You're all very funny, and that's why I enjoy hanging out with you. But you're all friends with Franklin Graham, and you told me that you all ride motorcycles together. Is this right?
That's correct. Franklin and I have ridden. We have these GSA 1200s that he got into. We've ridden Harleys before. He's ridden mine. I've ridden his.
BMWs.
But he wanted to get this BMW cross-country motorcycle that's sort of like a war machine. You can take it in the water. You can take it off-road. And so he got one and went to Alaska from North Carolina. And back like 3 or 4 times. That's hardcore motorcycle riding.
Talk about something I don't understand. I cannot for the life of me understand the appeal of motorcycle riding just because, you take your eyes off the road for a second, you're dead, it's windy. There are a lot of things about it that I don't understand, especially when I see motorcycles. I can imagine wanting to ride around on a nice day, but when I see motorcycles on the highway, I just don't get what's the appeal.
Well,
you're a surfer who likes
wind
in your hair.
From my perspective, being in the elements. You know, if you haven't done it and you don't enjoy it, it's really hard to explain it, to be honest with you. I love the freedom. You know, the view is spectacular. You're smelling,
get away from
feeling.
The old ball and chain.
Yeah.
Huh?
But listen.
Is that what it's about?
Wait, what?
It's like, this woman,
excuse
I can't
me?
Take it anymore. I'm going to get on my bike and I'm going
to
peel
good
out.
Way to shake it loose. That's
huh?
true.
Peel out and go across country.
I think there's just something about man and conquering the world and
the motorcycles
expedition
fulfill?
And yeah, I
you ever
think
you ever do donuts up by the soccer field?
Never.
No?
Never.
After it's rained, you don't
never.
Do that?
I don't do stunts on them.
You're not popping wheelies typically?
No.
Really?
My buddy can, but when you get older, you don't want to do that.
Yeah. I can still pop wheelies on my one-speed bike, but I draw the line there. I draw the line. Okay, so, but you hang out with, you've known Franklin Graham for many years, and you and Greg Alt, does Greg Laurie also ride with
Greg
you guys?
Greg rides motorcycles, but he rides in California, so he hasn't ridden across country. So I'll get him there.
Shame on him.
Yeah, that's what I say.
What kind of a man? I mean,
not
really,
a real one.
That's terrible. Okay, so you guys do that. I want to talk to you about this book, The Bible from 30,000 Feet. For people tuning in, they say, okay, what is the Bible about? I mean, it's a book. There's a lot of words. There's a lot of you say that there's a grand narrative to it. What is that grand narrative from Genesis to Revelation?
Well, I'll put what Augustine said, that the new is in the old contained and the old is in the new explained, that you have two parts that speak of essentially one person and two events. The one person is the hero of the story, Old and New Testament, is Jesus. The two events are his comings, first coming, second coming. First coming to deal with sin, second coming to rule with those who've been saved and forgiven of it.
And then, of course, that hasn't happened yet.
That hasn't happened yet. First coming has, second coming we're waiting for.
And as a woman, I see it as a romance novel. That God loved the world.
Is Fabio on the cover?
If Jesus could look like Fabio.
No. Well, that's what Kathleen Gifford once said, and I shut the TV off quickly. She said, I think people, I'm friends with Kathy Lee, but I remember her saying once on TV something about, you know, they often portray Jesus as looking sort of like a waif, and I think of him as, he was buff. And as soon as she said the word buff, I just turned the TV off. I said, Kathy Lee, enough out of you. I don't need a buff. You know, if he was muscular, you don't need to use the word buff. That's simply inappropriate. But I get the idea that it is a romance novel in this sense. It's a story of a God who loves us so much that after the fall, he woos us back. He creates a way to woo us back. And then he sends his son to be sacrificed. I mean, the story is so beautiful, and you can miss the story by being down in the weeds. So I just say, hey, get up there at 30,000 feet and son of a gun, you've written a book about it.
Yep.
All right,
Bible from 30,000 feet.
So what? Can you repeat what Augustine said? I have never heard this, and I loved what you just said. Say it again.
You haven't heard that?
Never.
Okay, so he said the New Testament is in the Old Testament. So the New is in the Old contained. And what he meant by that is that it anticipated, the Old Testament anticipated the New. It even predicted it. Jeremiah 31 predicts it. So the New is in the Old contained. The Old is in the new explained. When you read Hebrews, you understand Leviticus. When you read the Gospels, you understand the proto-evangelium from Genesis 3 and Psalm 22 and
right.
Isaiah 53. So it all comes together.
I want to write this down. The old, say it again, the new?
The new is in the old contained.
In the old contained.
And the old is in the new explained.
And the old is in the new
Explain.
I love that. Now, here's the problem. Augustine did not speak English, therefore it did not rhyme that way. What do you do with it? He would have written that in Latin.
He would have. He was from North Africa, as you know. But
from Hippo, if I remember.
Hippo. That's right. Augustine of Hippo. So I don't know how it comes out in Latin or
how they
did that.
I'm just being a pain in the neck. Who cares? The new is in the old. The new is in the old contained. The old is in the new explained. I love that. When we come back, we're going to continue this conversation. We have a few seconds here. So the idea, though, because a lot of people don't know this, they think, oh, the Old Testament, oh, that's about a God of vengeance. The New Testament is about a God of love. And it's just complete nonsense.
It is.
But people believe that.
They believe it because I don't think they've really spent time with it. I mean, there are vengeful sections in the New Testament, right? God is going to come back and judge the world. That's pretty vengeful. There's a lot of love and romance in the Old Testament. So to say one or the other, that's just something that became popular culture and it's repeated. I don't think it's really thought through.
The idea of justice and mercy. And that they're contained together. You know, they come together to kiss. In the Old Testament, God paints himself into a corner. How am I going to get out of the judgment?
Right.
In the New Testament, he finds his way out through mercy and grace. And so
you sound like a pastor's wife. You've been hanging around. You've been sitting under this guy's preaching for a little while. I get the idea. That's pretty great. Okay, folks, we're going to be right back with the Heitzigs. It's spelled E-H-E-I-T-Z-I-G. Heitzig. Skip Heitzig and Lenya Heitzig. The Bible from 30,000 Feet.
Do you have a retirement account worth more than $100,000? Pay very close attention to what I'm about to tell you. Gold is a better way. Gold, it's better. Better way to protect your retirement, a better way to grow your retirement, and better than everything you're currently doing inside your retirement account. My name is Adam Baratta. I'm the founder of GoldIsABetterWay.com, and I'm so certain gold is going higher in price and going to outperform stocks and bonds, I've created the world's first gold retirement protection platform ever built. If you have an IRA or 401k, I want to give you free access. Once you see this, you'll have no choice but to agree, and all you need to do is call for your special code. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. On a recorded line, you'll get a special code. You can join the site for free. No salespeople, no rigmarole. Just call 800-900-8000. Get your code. Get it now. Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way.com.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy.
GINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies.
Grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
I was born and raised an orphan in a land that once was free. In a land that poured its love out on the moon. And I grew up in the shadows of your silos filled with grain. But you never helped to fill my empty spoon. And when I was 10, you murdered law with courtroom politics.
Hey there, folks. That's Larry Norman, American Metaxas, and I'm in the studio with Skip Heitzig and Lenya Heitzig. And we were just talking about Larry Norman earlier, and I mentioned to you that I don't think I have a copy here. If I'm going to see if I have a copy of Greg Thornberry's biography of Larry Norman. And if I don't, you got to get one. Because there's literally no other biography of Larry Norman, but it just unpacks that whole era. It's just so fascinating, the up, the good and the bad. All right, so to get back to your book, Skip, The Bible from 30,000 Feet, you talk about the overview, obviously, of the Old and New Testament. We said that you quoted Augustine, the New Testament is in the Old contained, and the Old is in the New explained. We said a lot of people don't know that there's so much relationship between the old and the new. I mean, just the prophecies.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
So that's why when you start reading the New Testament, you keep seeing this phrase over and over again, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophets. Matthew does this continually. Paul does this. They always make referencing to the old covenant where the promises were made, but no fulfillment came. Once the fulfillment came, it was the aha moment.
Well, I tell you, when I was in Israel recently with our friend Greg Laurie and others, a lot of this stuff came to life for me. It's an amazing thing because you realize this didn't happen back in prehistory. This didn't happen 30,000 years ago. This happened. Some of these buildings and some of these rocks were here then. It's kind of, you realize this is history.
Yeah.
This is real. This happened. This moment in history happened. And you can even imagine how the ancient Israelites are thinking, Lord, when? We've been going through the centuries and centuries, and is it ever going to happen? We think of it as distant, but in a way, it's a moment ago.
Yeah, you can see the stones that the Babylonians burned when they took the city in 586 BC. You can look at it. It's there.
I want to go on a tour of Israel with you.
Oh, you'd love
it. Sissy Graham Lynch promised that we would all go. And because when I went with, you know, all these Bible experts are like, we've already seen this stuff 100 times, right? And they're not interested. So I kind of missed some of the basics. But
I think people relegate the Bible to mythology like Greek mythology. You can't go back and find Greek mythology. You can go and see where Jesus walked, Abraham walked, Daniel walked.
Right.
So it just takes it out of that whole fairy tale myth thing to concrete this happened.
The stones speak.
Yes.
You know, they cry out.
Yeah.
And to walk up the steps to the temple that are still there that Jesus walked up, to see the stones that Herod had put in place that are still there in parts. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's unreal because you can't believe that they're there.
It's historical. You see, this is real. It happened. And it's fun to see people experience it for the first time.
When you talk about this, you know, the romance novel, this beautiful story, the epic of scripture, which of course you do in this book, The Bible from 30,000 Feet, there's this idea, of course, that we fell from grace and that from that moment, God is wooing us through history. Now, a lot of people would say, well, why would it need to take so long? And I think the short answer is we don't know. It's just what
That's
God
true.
Did.
We don't know. That's part of God's providence and sovereignty. But, you know, he chose a nation. Out of creating the world, he said that a nation would be set apart to glorify him. They have ups and downs. They fall. They blow it. God promises to restore and redeem them. And I still believe it's going to happen in the future. But, you know, through all that, he said, I'm identifying a nation and a tribe and a person. Who will be? That's why genealogies are important. That's why Jesus' genealogy is mentioned twice from two different vantage points in the New Testament, because it's showing you that it's fulfilling a promise made to a nation that God selected when he picked Abraham and then Isaac, Jacob, etc.
What I always find confusing, though, is that it refers to his father, Joseph, who was, of course, not his biological father. So that is confusing to me.
Right. But it's showing a patriarchal association.
Right.
And so it would give him the legal right in the throwback to David, but the bloodline is through Mary.
Right, right. Of course. Do you think that Protestants and evangelicals have pushed Mary away too much?
Yes.
It really does seem...
As a former Catholic, yes, I do.
It seems sad that we have lost that.
And what I mean by that as a former Catholic is I grew up with a reverence for Mary on a little bit overboard. But I noticed that when I became a believer of what Catholics would call a Protestant, that Mary was sidelined, an afterthought, even deprecated. And I thought that she should be. I mean, you know, she was called blessed. She was called unique. She was selected by God. And Jesus on the cross gave final words to make sure that she was taken care of.
I mean, it really isn't. It is an odd thing because you see that this is what happens over and over, is that people see a problem and then they overreact in the other direction. Mm. And you see this in evangelicalism, that they get a lot of stuff right, but then they keep going a little too far until they forget some of the basics. They throw the baby out with the bathwater. And I think the story of Mary, I mean, my goodness, what an extraordinary, beautiful story, unspeakably beautiful. And we just kind of act like, well, that's a Catholic thing. And you think, Wait a second. No.
And what a humble woman. I mean, her Magnificat is magnificent.
Yeah, there's literally no one in Scripture who can compare to her, which I think is the point. We're going to be right back talking to Skip and Lenya Heitzig.
Beyond, I'll be there.
Hey, Albin.
Yes, Eric?
I got to tell you about Relief Factor.
Oh,
listen.
Please do, yeah.
Relief Factor, I try to, sometimes I talk to my parents about it. Like, they're very reluctant to take more pills. But I said to them, folks, you have aches and pains, right? Relief Factor is, it's natural. It's made from high-quality fish oil and essential ingredients. And it helps your body. It's also made from wild-caught fish oil, I got to say that, and botanicals. But here's the key. It does not have the negative side effects of ibuprofen. How many people pop ibuprofen? I got a little ache and pain here or there. Relief Factor, I mean, you can check it out to see if it works for you. $19.99 gets you the quick start pack. You go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, and you can check it out. But I have to say, I take it every single day. It works for me. As I said, because it does not have the toxic side effects of many of these other things like ibuprofen, I feel like it's safe, because guess what? It is safe. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com.
Has Jesus been misquoted, and can we really trust the Bible? Find out in Fragments of Truth, a new documentary presented by Faith Life Films and Fathom Events in movie theaters nationwide for one night, April 24th.
How good are the manuscripts on which the New Testament is based?
Where did we find them? Where are they housed today?
Discover groundbreaking new research on the most ancient manuscripts of the New Testament and learn from the experts who know them best, featuring Bible scholars Dr. Craig A. Evans and Dr. Dan Wallace, and narrated by John Rhys-Davies of The Lord of the Rings.
Some have said that the text has been deliberately changed. We're going to look at the actual text that survived from antiquity, and we're going to talk to the experts who know best.
During this month before the premiere, we'll have the Bible scholars on my show to talk about the movie and their thoughts about making this movie.
We want to get to the truth of it, to separate fact from fiction, sober scholarship from sensationalism.
Get your tickets today for the one night only April 24th national premiere at fragmentsoftruthmovie.com. That's fragmentsoftruthmovie.com.
Learn, love, lead. That's the heart of the student experience at Bob Jones University. Discover a university that's both academically challenging and spiritually encouraging. Learn from highly credentialed faculty who share your faith and approach everything from a biblical worldview. Be challenged to love God and others by getting outside your comfort zone and giving of yourself. Grow as a leader through opportunities on and off campus. Learn more online at bju.edu or call 800-252-6363. That's bju.edu or 800-252-6363.
You wouldn't put a square peg in a round hole, so why would you deploy a traditional firewall in a modern decentralized network? Firewalls have new requirements for businesses leveraging SaaS-based applications and public cloud platforms like AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud. We're in the cloud generation now, so your firewalls have to be engineered to fit right in. Reclaim your cloud network. Try a Barracuda Cloud Generation Network or application firewall free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and possibly improve your credit score. So call Trinity and talk to a certified counselor. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free, no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Gather up your bills and call this toll-free number for a free, no-obligation debt analysis. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
Taxes show. George Harrison may not be specifically referring to Jesus, but of course, I think he ought to be. Hey, I'm talking to Skip Heitzig and Lenya Heitzig. The book is The Bible from 30,000 Feet. What are some of the things that we could miss if we're in the weeds on the Bible? We need an overview.
We don't know what the stories we're reading attach to. We don't know that the Bible is directed. you know, the Bible is dynamic. So history is changing. People are moving. Populations are changing. But it's not just dynamic. It's directed. It's directional. It's moving somewhere. It's always, okay, so Revelation says the Lamb, Jesus, slain from the foundation of the world. So that was in God's radar from the beginning.
Right. Well, and then, of course, the idea that, you know, the Bible starts with a marriage with this couple and ends with the marriage supper of the Lamb. And when we talk about marriage today, it often grieves me that people don't say the most profound thing. What is marriage? Marriage between men and women on this planet is a picture of this ultimate glorious marriage, that every single marriage on earth points to that other marriage between Jesus, the bridegroom, and the bride who are his church. I mean, that says so much. You like that?
I like that. In fact, I use that every time I do a wedding.
You're kidding.
About the marriage supper of the Lamb.
You go ahead. You can use that. I'll give that
to you. Thank you.
Yeah.
The other beautiful thing about it is, I tell ladies, is that our marriages on earth are on-the-job training, so to speak. If you can't love the husband in front of you, as Christ loved the church, or as we're to respect and honor and submit to our husbands, how will you do it with Jesus in eternity? I think God gives us a chance now to practice these principles and to put them into that practice. And so I encourage women, you know, the way you respect your husband, submit to your husband, honor your husband, is the way we're going to end up honoring Christ.
Hmm. We're living in a culture that doesn't understand that those are dirty words in this culture, because people really profoundly misunderstand that. It's sad. It's one of the really saddest things about our culture, because if women and men can't relate to each other in a biblical way, you know, everything else falls apart. Mm-hmm. That's the cornerstone. God gave us marriage, and, you know, without that working, the family's not going to work properly, and then the society's not going to work. And it's really a We're living in a tough time.
I like to look at submission as relinquishing your rights, is another way to say it. It's where I purposely give up my rights. And we don't live in a society that gives up rights, right? We all want them. And so I have this opportunity to give up my rights. And so I think it's a beautiful way to look at it. But also, submission is God's order of things, right? He's bringing order out of chaos. And so in the garden, things got mucked up in that, but he brings order out of chaos. And so, you know, when I submit to Skip, it doesn't make him better than I am as a human being. It just means I'm going with God's order of things. The same.
Well,
way.
It's like when you're dancing. If a woman is trying to lead, she messes things up. You have to let the man lead. It doesn't mean that he's a better dancer, mm-hmm. and it doesn't even mean that he will lead correctly. Mm-hmm. It is nonetheless your job to let him lead. And it's part of the dance. It's part of this beautiful dance that God has orchestrated, and we have to kind of trust God with it. But again, you know, we're living in times people just, they're not getting it on that level. They hear what they want to hear. So, hey, that's why we're doing this radio program.
Yeah. Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Right? Okay. So what else is in this great book that my audience should know about the Bible from 30,000 feet?
Do you jump into prophecy a bit and just the beauty?
Go for it.
I love that whole providential things of God, that he moves supernaturally naturally. And so all throughout Scripture, there's this supernatural natural. You know, he again paints himself into a corner that the baby's going to be born in Bethlehem. And so then
he
stacks
the odds against himself deliberately.
Right.
Yes. And then you're there.
What are the odds of anyone being born in Bethlehem of a certain tribe? A virgin. I mean, you know, you're really narrowing the possibility.
I've actually never thought of that. That is actually very interesting, because that's really clear that Jesus is born in Bethlehem and that the Scripture prophesies that the Messiah will be born. It never kind of hit me the way it just has right now.
And then that he'll be sold for 30 pieces of silver, that he'll come on a donkey into Jerusalem. You know, all the details. So you are exponentially stacking the odds against yourself when you add those kinds of details to the story.
Yeah.
But somehow God can pull it off. How does he do that? Who is he, God or something? I guess he is. That's really interesting. There's so much prophecy that you don't hear about it sometimes. You know, maybe in your church you do, but in a lot of churches they just don't get into that.
And it's a shame because it brings legitimacy to the narrative. An unbeliever would look at that and a thinking person would go, oh, there has to be something to that. If you can, in fact, that's God's business card. He pulls it out in Isaiah 40. He said, what other God can do this? I can predict the future. You can't. They can't. And he did that so that people would know that I am the Lord.
That is, when you think of the specificity all through the scripture, there are so many little things, then there's some big things, but it is very powerful when you start noticing that how they begin to add up and add up and add up. How do you bat that away?
Just one prophecy in Daniel 9, okay, that the Messiah will come 173,880 days, Sir Robert Anderson figured out, from, the Bible says, from the going forth of the command to restore and build Jerusalem until the Messiah will be 69 weeks is the language of the Bible. And it's a very specific day as to when Jesus would show up. He shows up on the Mount of Olives and said, you know, you didn't recognize and you should have recognized this day. Why would he say that? He held the nation accountable for knowing when he would come. And he wept over the city.
Wow. So 69 weeks means 69 times 7 years?
70 years.
Times 70.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Yes, times 7 years. 69 times 7 years, 483 years. And it's from the going forth of a certain command, an edict given by Artaxerxes Longimanus on March 14th, 445 BC. And if you were to count, as Sir Robert Anderson of Scotland Yard did, 173,880 days. He took 360 day
I've
years.
I've never heard this.
Oh, and
I have never heard that. I want to come back to this when we come back from the break because this stuff just fascinates me. I love it. And I love when I hear something I've not heard before. I need a good teaching pastor like Skip Heitzig, but nobody's as good as Skip. Skip, don't let it go to your head. We'll be right back. It's the Eric Metaxas Show.
Love lost such a cause.
This May, Family Life is launching a new movement of intentional parenting, and it all starts at a movie theater near you. Family Life's very first feature film, Like Arrows, explores the joys and heartaches of parenting with a story that spans 50 years. Join us in theaters across America for a special two-night showing of Like Arrows, the movie, followed by an exclusive after-show feature with Family Life's Dennis and Barbara Rainey, filmmakers Alex and Stephen Kendrick, and me, Bob Lapine. You'll leave encouraged and equipped with powerful next steps to make Jesus the center of your parenting. Like Arrows, the movie, will be in theaters two nights only, May 1st and 3rd. You can view the trailer or find theaters near you at likearrowsmovie.com. Again, go to likearrowsmovie.com.
Dennis Prager here again, happily telling you about Relief Factor and my wife's knee pain that is gone because of Relief Factor. I'm taking it, and it lowers my pain as well. A lot of people have muscle or joint pain. Our housekeeper's husband couldn't work any longer because of back pain, so we gave him Relief Factor, and now he's back to work. Can I guarantee it will work for you? Of course not. But the majority of people who tried the 3-week quick start for just $19.95 go on to order more. Give it a try at ReliefFactor.com.
Are you a responsible person who finds yourself growing deeper in credit card debt? Then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity Debt Management will consolidate your accounts and work with your creditors. You'll save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
Dream on, teenage queen, prettiest girl we've ever seen.
There's a story in our town of the prettiest girl around. Golden hair and eyes of blue, how those eyes could flash at you.
How those eyes could flash at you.
Boys hung around her by the school, but she loved the boy next door, who worked at the candy store.
Dream on, teenage
Hey there, folks. Little Johnny Cash for you. I'm sitting here with Skip Heitzig, head pastor and founder of Calvary Chapel Albuquerque. Did I get that right?
That's good. Calvary Albuquerque. Calvary Church, Calvary Chapel.
And his current wife of 37 years, Lenya. You guys have kids?
Yes, one, an only begotten son named Nathan.
And we just got the one, too. And I keep saying to my daughter, no pressure. We're just putting all our emotional needs on you. No pressure. Tough luck. Okay, so I want to get back to what you were saying. The book is The Bible from 30,000 Feet, Soaring Through the Scriptures in 1 Year from Genesis to Revelation. And there's all kinds of cool stuff. You just said something I've never heard before, ever.
Okay.
And I love when I learn something. And it's I feel like it's rare because I've heard, you know, a million sermons and I've heard it all once. But I've never heard this. So you're saying that Artaxerxes.
So Daniel chapter 9, angel comes to Daniel.
Yeah.
And says, know this, that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and build Jerusalem until Messiah the Prince, that's how it's specified, right. Mashiach Nagid, will be 69 periods of seven. In fact, most translations just say 69 sevens. Seven what? Could be 7 days, could be 7 years. And most conservative scholars, Jewish and Christian, believe that it's a reference to years or 483 years. So they identify when a commandment was given to restore and build Jerusalem. It's found in Nehemiah chapter 2 when he stood before the king and the king gave him permission to go back and restore and build Jerusalem. That was right. March 14th, 445 BC.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. March 14th, 445 BC. B.C., right?
That was Artaxerxes.
Right. And that's from a book called The Coming Prince by Sir Robert Anderson, the head of Scotland Yard at one time. He was fascinated with this prophecy, and he computed it based upon the ancient calendar of 360 days a year rather than 365 and a third.
Right.
And he adjusted for leap years and all sorts of things in there, and it's a book of his computations. So 69 weeks equals out to be 173,880 days, which takes you to April 6th, 32 AD.
April 6th, 32 AD.
And on April 6th, 32 AD, Robert Anderson shows that that was the day Jesus stands on the Mount of Olives and says to his disciples, go get a donkey in the next town and bring it over here. Fulfilling Zechariah chapter
Hosanna,
9.
Hosanna, Hosanna. Blessed is he who comes.
Okay, so we've got seconds left. So do you believe that Jesus was born, I guess, what, 6 B.C. or we don't know?
Yeah, it's hard
4
to get,
B.C.
It's hard to get the calendar date exactly. And there's a lot of dispute on that.
Yeah.
But yes,
yeah,
somewhere B.C.
But the assumption is that he would have been more like 35 or 36 years old when he was crucified?
That's a good question. Yeah.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
Wow. Well, unfortunately for everybody, we are out of time. Skip Heitzig, Lenya Heitzig, thank you so much for coming by the studio and helping my audience understand the Bible a little bit.
It's our privilege. Great to be here.
Really appreciate
Thanks.
It. Folks, the book is The Bible from 30,000 Feet, Soaring Through the Scriptures in 1 Year from Genesis to Revelation. The author, Skip Heitzig.
General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.